Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 198. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all the episodes from all of the shows over at weownthistown.net, or simply check out at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Also, you can just open up a podcast app, any podcast app, and search for We Own This Town. Every one of our shows will show up there. If you haven't heard the latest from Ladyland and Liquid Gold and Into the Wormhole with Larissa and Lauren and Sandy Miss Today, well, you're robbing yourself of joy. Don't do that. Go check those out. weownthistown.net. Do it. This week, we've got another fun playlist of music culled from a variety of sources spanning a number of genres and styles. It's our bread and butter, and I'm just going to dive right in. So here we go.
This is what I heard of, possibly put away. Love's on the right side. Wooden and Victorian, each angle out of square. I'm on the cliff side.
That was Meadow Noise with Cliff House Kids, the lead track off their brand new EP entitled Cliff House Kids. The EP serves as a bit of a teaser for a forthcoming full-length entitled Thrieve, due out in June on YK Records. I kind of buried the lead a little bit on there, but yes, that song is going to be released by the record label that I operate, so my inclusion of the song here on the podcast serves multiple ends. That said, I really do love the track, and I've covered Meadow Noise plenty in the past here on We Own This Town before we were working together, so I feel like it's legitimized. My interest and love of Meadow Noise is legitimized. This EP was released at the beginning of May, but the official video for the song was just released last week. Thank you, Nashville Cream. And it's wonderful. Again, I'm biased, but it's just a delightful piece of work that somehow manages to keep your attention rapt, but it also puts you in a meditative state. I highly recommend viewing it. The EP is out now everywhere and features two tracks from the forthcoming LP, one B-side, and a remix from Coupler. Some of the other tracks are a bit more challenging than the accessibility of this song that we just played, but that's one of the things that drew me to it in the first place. I think you're going to enjoy the record, and I am sure that I will let you know when it's out. All right, enough about YK stuff. Here's a new one that was sent my way via Instagram, and I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Tell me what you feel when you see me. I just wanna know if you're into me. I just wanna know if we're meant to be. I just wanna know if I'm in too deep.
Tenderly from Charlie of the Tenderly single. This is actually one of six new singles posted up on Bandcamp, and they're all really, really damn good. I picked this one because that swirling madness that the song just sweeps into really captivated me. I've listened to this over and over and over again. I hate that it's barely 1 minute long, but I think that brevity is really what makes it so special. Leave them wanting more, right? As far as I can tell, Charlie is Charlie Cook, sister to Chance Cook, whom we have played here on the show before. Obviously, this is a hell of a talented family. This song and the five others were all written and performed by Charlie, which is to say, get yourself over to Bandcamp and follow her immediately. Whatever comes next is bound to be fantastic. These songs need to be in your regular rotation, and as of now, Bandcamp is the place to hear them. Ah, love that song. Okay, let's slip into something comfortably familiar, but altogether new as well.
I've got a cupboard of cans of food, filled to the water and pictures of you. And I'm not coming out and Joyce's all over. And I'm looking through the glass, where the light bends at the grass. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, pretending the echoes belong to someone. Something constant under my feet, but all the news reports recommended I stay indoors. Because the air outside will make ourselves divided in a lightning rain. Until our shells sink again, I hold our insides in, and that's when we'll explode. We'll become silhouettes when our bodies finally go. We'll become.
As if you didn't know, that was We Will Become Silhouettes by The Postal Service, performed by Tails. This is the first of six new singles coming out from Tails that will cover a lot of ground in terms of original source material, and each cover features a wonderful bit of collaboration as well. This song in particular features Creature Comfort, Spencer Sayer of Quiet Oaks, Shelby Albert of Pet Envy, Michael Taylor of The Subnovas, and Greg Doris of Molly Rocket. That's just on this one track. I'm not going to spoil the future news about what the next covers are, but Tails filled me in on the upcoming list, and it is great. Future songs will feature Heaven Honey, Emma of Aganali, Woe Dakota, Tuxedo Wildlife, Shu, and a whole long list of others. And the songs that were selected are really intriguing. I'm really excited to hear them. It's been a few years since we've heard solo Tails work. He's often busy being a member of Creature Comfort himself, and it's a really refreshing bit of work to come out during these quarantine times. This cover in particular is a really nice homage to the original, but doesn't feel like it's just a note-for-note cover. It's decidedly Tails in its execution. That's how a good cover should be, and Tails crushed it. This is streaming on Spotify and all the other streaming services and is linked in the episode details. Do yourself a future favor and go follow along so you don't miss those new covers. It's going to be great. Okay, from there, let's change course for just a moment.
One, two, three, four. Five, six, six, six! We'll be right back.
Tom Walker Blues from Flummox off of their 2018 release, Intellectual Hooliganism. Love the energy on that one, and the 666 countdown at the beginning is absolutely perfect. Flummox recently participated in the Nashville Song Swap, an endeavor from 18 different local artists to cover one another, and ended up performing a song from the Blam Blams called Isabella. There's a whole long post up at weownthistown.net about the project with links to each of the covers, including the Flummox piece, but hearing the cover made me want to dive into their actual catalog of music, so I dove back into their debut full-length, and I just love the energy. There's a tiny dash of 80s metal in the vocals every once in a while, but there's also plenty of big riff, Black Sabbath love, and just the right amount of aggression. As if that weren't enough to enjoy them, their artwork is wildly bright and psychedelic, not just steeped in foreboding black and white imagery. Not that there's anything wrong with that. This is a rainbow of colors, and they've even adopted a possum as their mascot. And that's not even to mention the duck butt on the back of the artwork. There's clearly something great going on with this band, and I'm glad to have finally taken the time to dive into it a little bit more. Aside from the Blam Blams cover and this full length, there's also a single from February of 2020 that is really fantastic. I didn't play that track here because it's 9 minutes long, and I didn't want to play a fragment of it. If you're going to hear it, you really should hear the whole thing. Click through the episode details to their Intellectual Hooliganism album, and then click around for more goodness, or hear it on Spotify or wherever you like to hear music. It's out there. It's ready for you. Let yourself have that. Okay, let's stay in the same sphere.
Mars, circle of gold on the ceiling. My friends, sit on the roof watching lightning.
That was Moths from Rough Pup off their new double single, Words/Moths. There is damn near zero information online about Rough Pup, though I do recommend searching Instagram to try and find more information because you're going to get some adorable results. But I couldn't find much of anything substantial or verifiable. So I don't know what the story is here. However, I do know that I love the foreboding energy of it. The lead guitar has a decidedly metal tone to it, but sometimes goes into more of a mid-90s post-rock tone. And there's all kinds of crazy percussion happening throughout the song, and, well, it's just unique. I don't know what it is, and I'm very intrigued by it. It even has that acoustic outro. The other track, Words, is a seemingly subdued affair that grows and grows into this giant, sweeping crescendo. The whole thing is bewildering in the best way. If anyone has any information on Rough Pup, send it my way. In the meantime, click on the episode details, go listen to Moths and Words. Okay, let's hear a finale song, though not the last of this episode.
I'm thinking about those bad moves, the ones in my head that always play out right and then they come out wrong. And I don't know how to tell you I'm sorry, cause all I can think about is Chinese food on Thanksgiving dinner and the way we'd stay in, the things I would miss that you kept on saying. I'm really not feeling this, I'm not feeling this, I'm really not feeling this.
Better Off Alone from Okie Dokie, the latest single from the band and, quite possibly, the last. Here's the official quote from the band off of their Instagram. Quote, "Hello everyone. It is with big hearts we tell you how great it has been the past few years making songs for you as a band. So many great tours and festivals, new friendships, and amazing art created along the way. Almost seems like a blur now, to be honest. With that being said, the song we released today, Better Off Alone, will be the final song from us as just a band. Starting today, we'll be transitioning to something much larger and much more complex. We're going to try and explain soon, but there isn't enough time right now. We've been talking about this idea for a while and think now is the best time to execute phase one. Hopefully you're the right fit to join us on the next chapter of Okidoki. It's been a pleasure being only a band for you. See you on the other side. Okidoki. After posting that, they also put up two more posts, one featuring an interview with photographer Rob Loud talking about Okidoki, and another post simply explaining it was okay not to understand what the fuck is happening. I have zero insight into what the future is here, but I have my suspicions. Maybe some sort of multimedia affair in which the band releases much more than just music. Maybe a highly collaborative affair where Okidoki really doesn't have a primary configuration. Given the success of their Curio Cabinet album from last year, I wouldn't be surprised. Or maybe they're just going to become a podcast network. There's no way to know, but I'm always happy to see a band take a risk with trying something new. Okidoki has always been surprising, and this is just another growth spurt from them in some unknown direction. Will this be the last time we can play them as a quote-unquote band on the show? I have no idea, but we'll find out together. Whatever happens, Better Off Alone is a pretty great song to end an era with. Now, we just look towards the future. All right, let's dive into another one for you. With Writing You a Letter off of the album Bad Captain, released by Soft Junk Records. Here again, I don't know much about Nick Woods. He's a Virginia native living in Nashville now. This record was recorded back in 2016 at the Bomb Shelter, and it's just now seeing the light of day. There's even a video to accompany this song by Casey Pierce. It's very interesting. You should watch it. It's a simple song, and by all counts, it fits into the singer-songwriter domain, but there's something about the execution here that doesn't quite feel as self-indulgent as that genre label generally registers to me. It feels sincere and a little coy, and it tells a nice story. I love it when the strings kick in, and there's just something very classic country-sounding about the recording quality of it. It's pretty undeniable. That's really the gist of it. It's pretty undeniable. It's a lovely track, and it sticks with you. I'm looking forward to diving into the full record. All right, I'm going to close out the show with an instrumental track from a very familiar name. Here it is. That was Somnificus from Luke Schneider off of his just-released Third Man Records debut, Altar of Harmony. We played another track from this record a while back when it was initially announced, but the album is now out and available everywhere now. I can't say enough nice things about this record, and from the looks of the press coming out about it, neither can anyone else. There's a big feature on Bandcamp about Schneider, about the history of creating this album, and I really highly recommend it. Most of all, I just suggest getting the album into your life. It's streaming on all the things, and it's great to listen to. It's meditative, it's peaceful, and it creates a nice atmosphere for letting yourself relax. Nashville has slowly been making a real name for itself in the incredibly reputable ambient music world. See also M. Rich Ruth or William Tyler. And it's overwhelmingly pleasant to have Altar of Harmony added to that list. Okay, that's our show. I hope you liked it. We're one episode away from the 200th episode of this thing, and that is crazy to me. I hope I can figure out something fun to do to celebrate. I'm sure I will. Please hit us up at weownthistown.net. Find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message. We love to hear from you. I love to hear from you. It's just me on that Instagram. Don't be scared. I try my best to be quite polite and reply to everything that comes in. The music bed for the show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, stay as sane as you can, and stay healthy. Bye.